Thank you very much, Rob. So this is the Pinball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Judd Weinberg. We're here today to induct a very important man into the Pinball Hall of Fame, Judd Weinberg. He is important and a part of pinball history because Judd spent the better part of his life running D. Gottlieb & Co. and in the process created a countless number of classic pinball machines that are beloved to this day. However, this award is not just for building some of the best pinball machines ever. It is far greater than that because this award represents an acknowledgement of his legacy as a great leader, husband, father, and true gentleman. I could spend the better part of the day telling you his story, but I will attempt to cover at least the highlights. Modesty is a trademark of Judd Weinberg, but I will boast on his behalf. Actually, Judd Weinberg is so modest that few people know of his overwhelming contributions to D. Gottlieb & Co. So this is a great opportunity for you to learn about the man that was president of D. Gottlieb & Co. after David and Nate Gottlieb. Judd Weinberg was born and raised in Chicago by hardworking parents who were the children of immigrants. Judd describes his parents, Jacob and Sophie, as very fine people who were great inspirations. Jacob Weinberg founded Oxford Clothes Manufacturers in 1914, a company Judd would work for after graduating from Northwestern in 1947, prior to joining D. Gottlieb & Company in 1952. One of Judd's best friends to this day, Bob Cohen, remembers Judd as an undergraduate student at Northwestern. He describes Judd in those years as a man with integrity, personality, character, philanthropy, and compassion, all those things that he has maintained throughout the years. Judd's commitment to community activities began during his undergraduate years at Northwestern from 1943 to 1947, which he described as one of the great experiences of my life. Inspired by a sociology professor, he began working with a youth group in Evanston, running an after-school program through one of the local churches. Alone, Judd would take groups of 9 and 10-year-olds to the zoo and other Chicago attractions on Saturdays. I piled up to 8 of them in my old Chevy coupe, he said. Although Judd Weinberg and Marjorie Gottlieb attended Northwestern at the same time, Marjorie was a member of the class of 1950. They met after they both left campus. When they did, it was love at first sight. Within 10 days of their first meeting, Judd and Marjorie were engaged. And what were the odds? What were the odds that my Aunt Margie would find such a wonderful and intelligent man as my Uncle Judd? David Gottlieb immediately took a shine to this bright young man and was delighted to have his son-in-law join the family business. I once asked my dad, so did you ever disagree with Uncle Judd? His response was no, you could not argue with Judd because he was always right. So Judd Weinberg joins D. Gottlieb & Co. in 1952 and becomes very busy building pinball machines. But to say he built these games is not quite correct. As a child, many kids asked me what my father did. When I said that he built pinball machines, I always got the same reply. In his basement? The point is that David Gottlieb built a company, started a factory, and was a great force to be reckoned with in the pinball business. Judd Weinberg and my dad, Alvin Gottlieb, were entrusted to continue on this legacy and build, but what they continued to build was trust, integrity, and honesty in the process of building dozens of timeless games. With their employees, with their customers, and with their suppliers, both of these gentlemen only knew one way of doing business, the right way. The words of David Gottlieb were gold, and they had big shoes to fill. Actually, I'm sure Judd did not see himself as filling David Gottlieb's shoes as much as simply doing business the way David Gottlieb would have done it. Respect is earned and not just handed to you. Being the son-in-law of the boss doesn't make it any easier. But Judd was smart, very smart. And David Gottlieb, well, he liked that. Actually, Judd had a sincerity, honesty, and integrity about him that all of the employees at D. Gottlieb & Co. liked, and he inspired great loyalty and respect. And Judd complemented the skill set of my father perfectly. While Judd was doing a masterful job running the business end of the business, my father was busy keeping the plant running smoothly and taking a break to work with Wayne on coming up with new ideas, like Attaball. People spend a fortune these days at management seminars to learn something Uncle Judd and Dad knew a long time ago. Respect each other, listen to each other, and always do what's right. Judd Weinberg saw huge opportunities in overseas sales and established a worldwide sales organization that resulted in huge quantities of Gottlieb pinball machines being shipped around the world. In the same way that we are now looking to tap markets in China, India, and Russia now, decades ago, Judd Weinberg was establishing D. Gottlieb & Co. as the number one supplier of pinball machines to France, Italy, Germany, England, and the Benelux countries, just to name a few. Great talent like Wayne Dyens and Ed Krinsky were loyal to Judd because he was, as the old figure of speech goes, a stand-up guy. D. Gottlieb & Co. is a great place to work, and that started at the top. These men all liked each other, and Judd Weinberg fostered an atmosphere of mutual respect and admiration. Judd was a great listener, but also very decisive. Today's people speak of MBWA, that is, management by walking around. But this is not new. David Gottlieb believed in MBWA. He knew all of the employees by name as well. Judd Weinberg carried on this legacy, and dozens of employees fondly remember Judd as a man that knew everybody when he walked the floor of the plant. Under the leadership of Judd Weinberg, D. Gottlieb & Company operated with phenomenal success during a golden age of pinball. Countless great games, a factory blasting at full tilt, and the best group of employees you could find. For decades, D. Gottlieb & Co. were on the top of their game, number one, the best. In a day and age when a company celebrates being profitable for a year or two, the story of D. Gottlieb & Co. is far more the exception than the rule. And did I mention the hospital? My dad took years out of his life, or should I say off of his life, to build Gottlieb Memorial Hospital. And when it was tough, really tough, he turned to Judd for help. And together they, as an unstoppable force, made it happen. In 1961, a 122-bed hospital opened in Melrose Park. These two men took a dream of David Gottlieb and turned it into reality. But that was something they were really good at. Today, Gottlieb Memorial Hospital has 250 beds, 1,200 employees, and 300 physicians on a sprawling campus that continues to grow. For years, Judd, Marjorie Weinberg, and my father oversaw Gottlieb Hospital, and Judd's involvement and guidance helped grow Gottlieb Hospital into what it is today. And David Gottlieb would be proud to know that his grandson, Jack Weinberg, one of Judd's boys in the audience today, is now chairman of the board, and Nathan Gottlieb's grandson, Peter, is also on the board of directors and keeping the dream alive. But truth be told, none of this is new. Nate Gottlieb and David Gottlieb had been involved contributors to a Jewish retirement home in Evanston many years before putting in motion a philosophy that has evolved into a legacy. Yet all of this goes without mentioning Judd Weinberg's great advocacy of higher education and medical research. His many years of involvement and support of Northwestern University has enriched the lives of countless students, and his decades of commitment to cancer research have given us the one thing we all must have, hope. Judd Weinberg helped build both the West Suburban Temple and the Oak Park Temple in the Oak Park River Forest area. Both temples continue to thrive to this day, serving the Jewish community. And there is his family. Richard, Jack, and David Weinberg will all tell you the same thing. Judd Weinberg happened to build pinball machines, but more important to them, he is a wonderful father, grandfather, and now great-grandfather. Yes, Judd Weinberg is proof that the right combination of love and discipline yields some pretty good results. So we honor Judd Weinberg today, and while I would suspect that he is glad to be here to accept this award, never in his wildest dreams was he aware that he was making history. Because the funny thing about living through a historic time is that you do not recognize it as historic while you're living it. Judd Weinberg was thinking about a lot of things in the 50s and the 60s, but I suspect what the year 2006 would bring was the furthest thing from his mind. In fact, if you told him in 1963 that the game on the production line was going to be a highly collectible antique in 2006, he would have never believed it. He would have then politely excused himself to take a call with Al Adix or Søren Fesjen because there were games to sell. I'm sure the people that built the first Corvette felt the same way about what they were creating in 1963, but somehow, great works of art are great forever. Again, you just don't know that you are creating history at that particular point in time. Dean Martin once said, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." Given that Gottlieb pinball machines were not designed to last forever, I'm sure Judd looks on with amazement that these games continue to work and be enjoyed in 2006. In closing, I would like to quote a man that knew Judd Weinberg very well. And I quote, "Judd's dad ran a big clothing manufacturing company in Chicago, and when Judd's dad passed, they eventually sold out the business. That all happened about the same time that Judd came to work for Gottlieb. And I tell you, that's probably the best thing that ever happened to D. Gottlieb & Co., because I can't imagine what would have happened if Judd had not come with the company. He was the driving force. He was a businessman, and he understood business, and he was a good salesman. He set up Fezgen with the four-player game, and that was the start of Fezgen's business with us, and of course, it went from there like gangbusters. Fezgen was very good for our company. And Judd, of course, was unbelievable. He did more for our company than anyone could have, I'm sure. Wayne Nyans. Judd Weinberg, Uncle Judd, it is my honor, on behalf of Pinball Expo, to induct you into the Pinball Hall of Fame.
I wasn't prepared for all this, and I'm disappointed in only one thing, that my brother-in-law, Alvin, who's really like my brother, couldn't be here today because he unfortunately took ill, and he'll be fine, but he isn't able to fly yet. So I speak for him as well as for myself. It was a great ride. It was a wonderful experience, and all these people that, he's mentioning, like Wayne Nyans, Fezgen, I learned from them. I always learned from them because I learned early that one of the best paths to success is to have people working for you that knew more than you about their fields. And it was just great. It was a camaraderie. And I'm very lucky, very fortunate. And Michael, of course, was born with pinball and game blood in his veins and has really taken it to much further heights. So thanks. I'm honored. I'm also humbled by having the opportunity to talk to you today. Thank you.